Here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
I know what Victoria did in a past life. Well, the lockdown, longest in the whole world, right?
Yeah.
Then they get tornadoes, earthquakes.
Yep.
Now syphilis.
I know
you didn't expect me to say that. Neither did
Good
I.
Good trifecta.
Okay. So they're saying it's the new public health concern.
Yep. Wonder what the...
They're saying...
What he's going to be.
Stop.
And they're so good at controlling COVID, this should be fun.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, this is another huge virus that is spreading, and they're saying as soon as people are out and about...
How do you spread it?
...and then getting excited...
Is it droplets?
Obviously, they're going to spread it again. Let's talk about it. What, like sores in your mouth? I didn't know this, and around the... Genital region, as you would say, spider.
Do you wear
genital regions?
Now, the thing is...
Have they got a mask for this?
Stop. A lot of this is exactly like COVID. Muscle aches, a fever, sore throat, and swollen lymph nodes. So how embarrassed would you be thinking you've got COVID? What would you rather? You go in for all the symptoms of COVID. I think I've got COVID. Oh, my God. Then you find out you have syphilis. You know what the best thing for our generation was? The Grim Reaper.
Yes.
We didn't spread anything because we were petrified of dying.
Terrified.
That was the COVID of whatever.
Sure was.
Yeah, the bowling ball, straight down.
Thank you. Anyway, Victoria, you've done something in your past life. God does not really.
Well, all you Victorians and everybody else who wants international travel, try and spread it around the world. We got the international certificate. You can go to MyGov. It is on from today. So if you do want to travel, you know, ScoMo said the border's going to be open in early November. And for those to open, which is great, you're still going to need the international certificate to be able to travel. So you can go. It now comes with a QR code, so it's a lot easier to... check in and check out. So make sure if you are thinking about doing any international travel, download MyGov. Good luck with that. And then get MyGov ID. Absolutely good luck with that. And then you've got to link that to Medicare, which nobody can obviously ever do in the world. No one can do it. Right. And then you can maybe travel overseas. So good luck with it, but it all opens today.
You've got better odds of getting syphilis.
Outside of Victoria.
Didn't have that in my multi. All right, one of the giants of world events in the last sort of 40 years, Colin Powell, has passed away from COVID-19. He was appointed to very, very senior jobs by three US presidents, was the Joint Chief of Staff of the US military, which is, as we all know, a very huge and busy job. Probably the only thing that marred his legacy was being part of the think tank that said we need to go to war with Iraq because of the weapons of mass destruction. He was the face of that, really, and why they went in the end. But in the end, COVID-19 took the great man himself. No. Extraordinary to be appointed by three different presidents of the United States, all Republicans, by the way, but nonetheless, valet Colin Powell.
And I can't believe he was in his 80s.
Yeah, 84 years of age.
Wow.
Extraordinary, isn't it?
Mm.
And that is what you need to know.